On a recent Wednesday in a tiny courtroom on Thomasville Road, Leon County Judge Ron Fleury made Mary Bridges an adoptive mother.
Let me go ahead and get all of you to raise your right hand so I can go ahead and swear in. You swear or affirm the testimony you give in this cause to be the truth.
It was a long time coming. Mary's been raising her kids with her partner, Fran, for 22 years. But since she didn't give birth to them, and since she's gay, Mary was never a legal mother. She jokes that she signed hundreds of school and medical records she probably shouldn't have.
There's just an intrinsic value to being accepted as part of a legal institution. And, you know, to be a legal parent is going to be a good feeling.
Florida's 1977 ban on gay adoptions was overturned by the courts 5 years ago. Now, conservative Republicans are pushing back. At a time when the state is looking for homes for 670 foster children, Representative Jason Broder of Sanford is sponsoring a bill that would give private adoption agencies the right to turn away prospective gay parents. Fran shakes her head.
The ideology for it is just hate and ignorance. And I think over time, you know, we'll get there.
The subject is tying the legislature in knots. On March 11th, Republican Representative Dennis Baxley of Ocala, a former director of the Christian Coalition, urged his chamber to lift the gay adoption ban with a stirring floor speech.
As an adoptive father of two of my five children, I can tell you right now, I believe in the urgency of giving a child permanency.
2 days later, he changed his mind. And his vote.
This has all been an internal struggle for me. And Friday morning, I just woke up with moral clarity that, you know, what is a wonderful bill has pushed me into a position of affirming homosexuality.
Broder's bill is called a conscience protection measure. It allows private agencies to refuse to perform adoptions if doing so would violate their written, religious, or moral convictions or policies. The Catholic Church stopped performing adoptions in Boston rather than comply with anti-discrimination laws. Republican Representative Matt Hudson of Naples says Florida can protect religious freedom or risk the same fate.
But as it stands now, I certainly think that people that have a belief and a standard and a moral code by which they live by should be allowed to exercise that.
Katie Martin, a spokeswoman for Florida Baptist Children's Homes, says Broder's bill won't change much for her network, but it'll be welcomed.
So what this legislation would do if it were passed is just preserve the status quo for faith-based organizations to place children in care while following their faith and their beliefs and their convictions.
Does the status quo mean denying gays and lesbians the right to adopt?
But if they don't follow our criteria as far as what we're founded on, and that's the Baptist faith, then we would encourage them to adopt, and we have referral services to show them the organization that might be best for them.
Baptist Children's Homes does receive state money, but not for private adoption services. Protecting discrimination could end up leaving too many children without a loving home, says Madonna Finney, legislative director for the Florida Adoption Council.
The state is now ignoring, or may be ignoring, some very viable families for children because this community-based care provider has some deeply held belief.
Broder's bill is heading to the House floor on Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.